The gospel speaks about the spirit of truth. The word truth in Greek is aletheia, aletheia. And its opposite is letheia, which is roughly translated as forgetfulness. So one interpretation or one translation of aletheia might be, do not forget, do not forget. We are 6 weeks from the celebration of Easter. 6 weeks since we celebrated the joy of that Paschal mystery of Christ's passion, death, and resurrection. And the question for us today is, have we forgotten? Early in January, late January, early February, we gathered together as a liturgy team around the conference table preparing for Holy Week, getting everything in order for what would be a great Holy Week. And I was really excited because I was going to celebrate Holy Thursday. And I said, well, if I'm going to celebrate it, I'm going to have two thurifers and make sure that we have all the incense that we could possibly have to celebrate that glorious, glorious day. It was very exciting. We were going through meticulously every detail that we were going to have to put in place to make sure that Holy Week and the celebration of Easter would go off flawlessly. And so after the end of an hour or a two-hour meeting, I said, well, this is, finally we get to Easter Sunday, and it's pretty simple. There's a few things here and there, and that's it. Close the book. And Father Matthew said, wait. All of this is a preparation for the celebration of Easter. We can't just stop here at Easter. We have to remember that Easter continues for 50 days, that we have to celebrate each of those 50 days like it's Easter Sunday. We can't forget. The psalmist says, if I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand wither. If I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand wither. It's all about not forgetting. Not forgetting the great joy of the Paschal mystery, the great joy of Christ risen from the dead. And as today's second reading recounts, when they ask, give reason for your hope, and the reason for our hope, if we do not forget, is what we celebrated 6 weeks ago. That yes, indeed, Christ did die, but he died for our sins, and he rose again to new life. And whatever pandemic, whatever difficulty or challenge that we face, even now, we do not forget the reason for our hope. The joy of the resurrection continues. And the advocate, the spirit of truth that exists within us, reminds us. Today's collect, what we began Mass with, the opening prayer, reflects these same words. Grant that what we relive in remembrance, we may carry out in what we do.